Today's learning from Nishal Chaim Luzer from Shai Moshe, the Neil Rifka Bas Moshe, as he is from Anachal and Moshe, he is Chus for Shalem Achaim Moshe, and Malkin, and Brochus are Malka, Rabbi Motri Yitzchak, and Fagel Dina, and it's Chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding over here, in we just started Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, and we start off, Mechava told us, this Simon Yavna, Yayin, Besamim Ne'er Havdala, Yayin Besamim Ne'er Havdala, so just very nice from the Mati Yehuda. He says, when you go, right, the yayin is the taste that is the most physical of all the senses that you have in the Havdalah, right? And then you have the summum, which is smell. You can even smell something from far away. It's less physical. You don't have to have it in your mouth. Then you have Bermer Eish, which is the eyes. And eyes can see even further. You might, the summum across the room, you're not going to be able to smell it. Something across the room, you can see it. So it's even further away from the pure physical. And then we have the Havdalah, which we said is the Seichel, to understand the Maya. And that's the one that is the least physical and therefore has the most power of the level of Kedusha that you can accomplish with your Maya. So it goes in that order from the Yayin to the Besamim to the Ner, to the Havdalah. He says, when you look at the way, when you look at the at a person, the mouth is the lowest, the nose is a little bit higher, the eyes are a little bit higher, the brains are the highest part. So that's the reason that, excuse me, the reason that it was set up in such an order. Says the Mechaber further now. Okay, but Tzarech Lizar, you have to be careful. Shalayeh Kais Pagam, that the Kais should not be Pagam. What does that mean? Should not be Pagam. Let's see Mishabura. Hey, no. What does that mean? We've had this by Kiddush. Shem Shasa Echem and Ayayin Tchila. If somebody drank from the wine beforehand, Nifgam Lavdala. Now that's considered a Kais Pagam. Ukamay Leinin Kiddush Leal Basimereisha and Alef Sif Yud, as we learned by Kiddush. Ayin Sham Mishabura. Ayin Becharin Basim and Kuk Pegimel. So if you're the two separate things. So the kais is pogum, somebody drank from it, you shouldn't be using Havdalah. As we mentioned by Kiddush, if you add wine to it, it becomes it's no longer pogum. But if the cup itself is pogum, meaning it's chipped or it's not all the way around, it has a spout, is also not ideal to use for Havdalah, but if you don't have anything else, you could use it. Right? Let's go to the Rama here. Says the Rama, "V'nehagu loyma koydim Havdalah she'oisim b'bayis." Before we say the Havdalah, no, we don't start right away with the Baruch Pri Hagafen. We first go hina kel yishasi eftach layefchad kais yishias esa kais yishias esa layehudim haysayir. Obviously, the whole pasuk l'simin taif. It's a good sign. Ubishas Havdalah, during Havdalah, yitnu einayim b'kais ubaner, you should look at the cup, and you should look at the ner. We'll see why in a moment. All right, let's see the Mishavura. Yitnu einayim b'kais, you should look at the kais, heinu hamavdal, the person making Havdalah. Begam hashoimim einim amen, those people that are responding or answering because that helps you concentrate. We had this by benching, we had this by Kiddush. By looking at the cup, it helps you concentrate and not your mind shouldn't wander. Let's go back to Ramav and a Hagen Lishbech because Shayan Alaritz. So the Ramav brings out a minig, which is not really the minig that I've seen. I don't say anybody here can tell me if they have such a minig. When Noyig to pour out some of the wine from the cup, alar, it's on the ground, koydim shasim bayir priyagafim, before you make the bayir priyagafim. Now, why do you do that before you make the bayir priyagafim? Before you finish the bayir priyagafim, kadesh liyakos pagam, so that the cup shouldn't be pagam. You can't have it lacking, so you can't do it beforehand, so therefore they would do it in the middle of the bracha. Now, why would you pour out? We'll see what the meaning is today by us. What's the reason to pour out a little bit of the wine? The Amrina, because we say, kol bayish like nishbach bayayin kamayim, any house that wine does not pour out like water, ain't by simen bracha. So you want to show that in your house there is a simen bracha. Here, we're able to pour out wine. We do that in the beginning of the week. Let's just finish the last point over here, then we'll go to Mishnah Berurah. You go ahead and you pour out from the wine to put out the candle. You don't put out the candle by blowing it out. You don't pull out the candle by snuffing it out. You put out the candle by pouring wine on it. The wine that you pour out, you go ahead and you wash your eyes with it a little bit in order to show chibov hamitzvah, to show that you love the mitzvah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We said as follows: you pour out the wine in the middle of the bracha. Heinu, the mishim zeh ain't the shayfach koydim sheyisol bracha. We have this idea: let's pour out wine to show the siman bracha that we're a bias a shayfachim bayayin. So why don't we do it before the bracha? Kadesh lo yivarech tchila al bracha al kois pagim sheni mali. Because then you'd be making a bracha on a cup that's not full. But achasim a bracha gam ken lo yuchalishbech. After you finish the bracha, you can't do it. That's embarrassing. Because I made a bracha and now I pour it out. That's why the meaning then was to pour it out in the middle of the bracha. So the bracha wasn't finished yet. So it's not a bizui for the wine. And on the other hand, when you started the bracha, the cup was full. The tama shvicha. What was the reason? You shouldn't do this during the bracha. Ella, and this is our minig, but when you pour the cup, you fill it up all the way to the top. She is shafik al haaretz, that some of it should spill out. The gamze, and even this, don't do bachashris. So don't go ahead, you fill up your cup, you're going to let it overflow. It's going to flow for as much wine as you put into the cup, should spill out. You want to show, no, you're making a simon over here. So it spills over a little bit, that's really all that you need. After you drink from, so after you finish the amavdom in kodesh l'chol, you now drink from the wine first. Ushtiyas akos tia b'yeshiva. And the Shabur says you should actually sit down when you drink the cup. The ain shaysim umen l'chatchil. You're not really supposed to make a bracha standing. Nahago anoshim shaloi lishtos mikos avdala. There's meaning that the women do not drink from the cup of avdala. Now, kois avdala ragels hamavdol shtoyse kulei ve'ein amashkem m'mani b'nei bayis. By kiddush, you yoitz everybody with kiddush, and then everybody takes a little bit of a drink from your cup. The meaning by avdala is that the Baal HaBayis drinks, leaving over a little bit, as we said, to put out the candle, but he doesn't give it out for everyone to drink. V'niratam kiddush yuchel avarach bracha achrayinu, because by a meal, even if you drink a malay lugmav, and then you're going to give it out, you're able to drink more wine, and your bracha achrayin is anyway, you're benching. Over here, we got to make sure that you drank enough that you can make a bracha achrayin after your avdala. So you start giving it out, you're not going to be able to. Sheyishta rak malay lugmav, yesh safik bracha achrayin, because you have a safik bracha achrayin, you want to make sure you drink a revias. So ideally, you should use a cup that holds a revias plus enough to pour out on your candle, a very little simon ratio, as was mentioned earlier. So again, we have the order. Right, the Yavna, Yayin Basamim Ner Havdalah, that we make. When we fill up the cup, we fill it up a little bit that it should overflow a little bit. Meaning by Kaitz Yeshua S, so we lift up the cup, but the cup should spill over a little bit to show that you're a bayish, a sheifchim by Yayin Kamayim, that wine pours out like water. However, you should not overdo it, just be a little bit, just for the simon. You should not be over Baltashkis. When you finish making Ya Avdalah, you drink from the kais, a revius. If you don't drink a revius, then at a minimum, aloy lugmav, and then afterwards finish up and drink a revius so you can make a bracha achrayinah. And you use some of the wine to put the candle out. That's what we said, what the Ramah told us so far. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Ein Mavdil Na'ala Pas. Unlike Kiddush Friday night, you cannot make Avdalah on bread. Aval, however, Al HaSheicher, on beer. Mavdilan im hu chamar medina, if it's chamar medina. V'hu adin, l'shar mashkin. Any other liquid that is considered chamar medina, you can make avdalah on, chutz min amayim, except for water. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah, before we go to this Ramah, v'ala pas, v'loy dami l'kiddush, is not similar to kiddush, d'shani kiddush im kaim suda. Kiddush is after suda. V'hava me'inyan atzarach l'kiddush, mashayin ken avdalah. The washing is also needed for the Suda, and therefore it makes sense that you can make Kiddush on it. But when it comes to Avdalah, we don't have any bread. It's not a chelik of Avdalah. I don't need it for Avdalah. Therefore, you can only make it either on wine or chamah medina. Al sheicha medina, you can make on beer. Emein lo yayin. So Mishnah Brura tells you that you should only do beer if you don't have wine. V'im yesh lo yayin, if you have wine, who koydem l'chol ha-mashka, that's better. V'chassal hafliga gam kem begoyd lo ha-mitzvah amru ha-mavdol ha-yayin. Somebody makes Abdullah on wine, or Shemeya Me'acherim Shem Abdullah, or here's other Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kareyu, Kaddish, Shem calls you holy, but say Skula, Shanema, the Yisam Li Segula Mikal Amim, the Oyma, the Evdel Eschem and Amim. So we see there's this Indian to make it on wine. Chamar Medina, I love a Simmeration Iron Base, if Tasp, Mishabru, Be'er Aloch Hashem, Mai Chamar Medina, what are the categories of Chamar Medina? We discussed it over there. In the as long as it's a drink that everybody drinks, it's a question. Coffee, yes. Coffee, no. Seems that even coffee could be chamar medina. It has to be a drink that people drink. Okay, what's lakrich is stuff that's made from fennel, I believe. It tastes like black licorice. I guess they used to make a pesach tikka arak back then. For those of you who haven't enjoyed Iraq, come over. We'll give you some. Eini chamar medina. That is not chamar medina. Kivich argil lishtos kalashana. Because in that time, they would only drink it on Pesach. Now, by us, we don't drink it on Pesach, but we do drink it all year round. So we should consider a revius kiddush, havdalah, on Iraq, make your whole matzah Shabbos better. Who I didn't call kiyotze b'zeh, anything like that. Vafila made the vash, honey water, loy have a chamar medina, al medina, shargil lishtos. So bottom line is, it depends on the minig hamakom. Is it a drink that people drink? Avol b'makom she'en shaisel ufrakem lo yavach chamar medina v'garim mishecha. If it's something that's only drunk periodically, then it's not chamar medina. V'ayayin sarif en kedei lahavdol. It's better not to make avdol on whiskey. Da'kosam I'm going to vorm the kois avdol ragel amavdol l'shtoisei kulay v'emashkem eni v'nei bayis. Remember, we just said, who drinks the kais? The guy making avdolah. V'ayayin sarif kosher l'kayim. It's difficult to drink a revius straight of Yain sarf of whiskey. Ach, she'ele mashka acha yochel havdol. If you don't have any other drink, then you could b'shasat chag do it. V'af she yizor lishdoisa m'meni al kol ponik m'loy lugma she'ray revius. You have to drink at least a m'loy lugma, which is probably close to three shot glasses. V'mlav lo yotzi, not yotzi. Kasa b'shar tshuva. Sharachuba writes, Vashema Birk Yosef, they were Birk Yosef, the Cholov on milk, Vashemen, Ain Lahavdu, Shemeke Vadolish, Ain Regil and Lashtoisla Mashka. It's not used to being used as a drink. Now, it's interesting because we do drink a lot more milk. However, Shemazama Norba says that, you know, when your mother encourages you, that you should drink milk every day, right? You should drink a cup of milk. It's going to give you strong bones, but that's exactly it. Why does somebody wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to have a cup? Most people, why am I going to have a cup of milk with my breakfast? Because it's healthy. So you're not drinking it as a mashka. Although it is satisfying your thirst, and that's, you want to drink with your breakfast, so you choose to take milk, but only because the milk is healthy. If milk wasn't any healthier than soda, you would be drinking soda with your breakfast. You wouldn't be drinking milk. So Rabbi Shimon Zalman says, even though we, back then, they stammers, they didn't drink milk, but we drink milk as a regular drink, but only because it's healthy. And the truth is, we generally don't go in the afternoon, let me go buy a bottle of milk so I can have a glass of milk. There are a few exceptions to the people who like it, but most people, it's not considered. But again, it's nothing, the exceptions don't make Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is something that Rav of the Olam drinks as a regular drink. Milk, although Rav of the Olam do drink a certain amount of milk, but that's because of health reasons, not because of that they view it as a drink. And therefore, Shimon Zalman says, even Bisman Hazeh, where it is a drink, it's not something that we should use for Havdalah. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemei Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.